Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Johnny J. Utah Show, the bandwagon sports show. The great American race was won, you bet, by Joey. You bet your big Joey. Double deuce in the big yellow submarine. On the double deuce day, I believe he was 27 years old. What a punk, however old he is. Holy moly. You betcha Daytona 500 in 2015 goes to the spoils of Joe Longo. Penske, way to go. I don't like your oil, but we're on that bandwagon. This is called Bandwagon Sports with your host, Johnny J. Utah from the Bay Area. Having a great time. It's gorgeous. Kobe is on the other side of the glass, of course. Pause in the air waving. How you doing, Kobe? How you doing? I get it. The kitty cat. Sitting over. He's the Christmas kitty. He's a good kitty cat. He's big, big kitty cat, and he loves to produce the show. I said, sure, but I don't want any talking unless I ask, you know. He always hisses at me, something like that. I'm like, well, what do you want me to feed you or not, for Christ's sake? My God. But hell yeah, welcome, welcome. The day after the big double deuce, winning on double deuce, and the killer, Mr. Tony Stewart, he's a newbie. And does it a couple years? You are behind the wall, you idiot. The snatch, I don't know what she did. Junior, Jeffy wrecked at the end. Just log and left. The chase is now on. A guaranteed spot in the chase. We'll see what happens there. But hell yeah, we're drinking our juice, having a good old time here. It's a great day to be alive, the 23rd of February. Got my own little juice here. Don't tell anybody. Drinking while a radio show here on Bandwagon Sports. Make sure you tweet the show on all the radio networks, on the radio dials, wherever you listen to Johnny J. Utah from the Bay Area, also on YouTube. We appreciate you coming in to the show. My God, you guys, it's just a glorious day, and NASCAR's in the books. I might go to Vegas, maybe. I'll be on there with Johnny J., and I'll go down the pits. Hey, Joey! It's Johnny J, it's JJ, big fan, big bandwagon. I'll be wearing his jacket, a roll. Hey, double deuce, double deuce. I'll bring in Emmett Smith, double deuce, with his Dancing with the Stars trophy and his three Super Bowls. Hey, listen, he's a three-time champion. Went Dancing with the Stars with some snatch. Did it doggy style. What about you? They'll look for the killer. Hey, killer, hey, killer. The curse of Ward, yeah, the Ward's cursing your ass, huh? You won't win a thing. You're going to be a large port leader. Hey, next time I'll say, hey, killer, get on the scale, you little big. Maybe I'll get some collard greens and I'll shave some bacon off that fat ass of yours. Just, ooh, yeah, we'll get some, we'll sit down to the, with a cheese grater. Maybe Guy Shay can come over and we'll have some hot dish and we can cry about it with Johnny J. Utah. From the Bay Area, we'll be down the pits in Vegas. We'll be down there at goddamn Bellagio, get my G on, hanging out with Kobe. He'll be unleashed, don't worry. He's a good kitty cat. He ain't going to bite anyone. He's big, 10, 15 pounds. He's a championship cabbie kitty. He went out to Midwestern. He was out there at the doggy show, hanging out in the sidelines, talking and purring and talking to all the dogs out there. Kobe, Christmas, you bet, the producer. He said, we got to get back home, he said. The Beagle won. I said, well, what the hell? Let's do a show. He said, let's put it up. And he said, let's do it, Johnny J. Utah. I said, my God, but what a great race, you guys. I mean, my God. All the way to the end, I was on it, man. I was like, come on, let's go, Joey, Joey. I was on the bandwagon. I was getting a little scared, ready to hop over. But the caution came out, and he coasted to victory. You betcha. And the best running of the goddamn Daytona, the great American race. Around and round they go counterclockwise. But no killer, no little E, no snatch out there. Donovan Patrick, yeah, you betcha. Oh, my God, having a good old time, you betcha. She loves to race around. She's a hot girl. Go, Daddy, my ass. But hell yeah, you guys, I was so happy. I was in tears. My boy came through. My bandwagon came through. I was so excited. But it was just a phenomenal race. We were watching it out there in the outskirts of the backyard. We were out of the deck overlooking Pacific. It was just a beautiful day to watch NASCAR. We were talking, me and Kobe talking football, the NFL pod, Combine, it's the NFL Olympics. You know, I mean, my God, who's that damn little food stealer? Jamison, Winston. And who's that guy from Oregon, Ducklings? My God. Oh, I see here, Kobe, what's this, Kobe? Adrian Peterson's agent might have a heated argument. Well, let the switch go. He broke off a switch. Just let Adrian go, you little cocksucker. Why do we goddamn care? You want to call the show? The phone lines are always open. We take calls on podcast, radio show. We're right here for you. Come on in, call the show. Johnny J is always live. No pre-recorded shows, putting it up and crying about it later. Remember, there's a phrase out there, if no one listens, therefore no one cares. But you care about Johnny J, because I care about you guys out there, all my fans on Johnny J, Utah, in the Bay Area. People love me and they hate me, but at the end of the day, they say, I always tell people, you want to call me names on the goddamn Facebook, I've been called better by worse. You goddamn right. Well, better people have called me worse, for Christ. I got all kinds of friends in all states. I've been everywhere, worldwide. I've been all over the world, Johnny J has. Trust me. I am the man of the plan, the master plan here on Bandwagon Sports and Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm taking Blog Talk Radio by storm, for Christ's sake, over on Spreaker. Hundreds and thousands of downloads. Holy God, Guy Shay's out there. He has nothing on Johnny J. Hell no, YouTube, a sensation. I'm a legend in my own mind. But yes, you guys, a great American race. I can't wait for Vegas. Maybe go see some snatches down there in Arizona, Johnny J, Utah, from the Bay Area. We'll hang out down there in Arizona. Maybe go down to Homestead, too. You know me, I'm just a NASCAR guru. I've been around forever, you know. Also, I like horse race. We all know that's fixed. Yes, it is. I'm on the bandwagon all the way to the goddamn end. Remember last year in horse racing, the fix was in. Everybody but the damn horse was fixed was in. That much money making horse racing, tons of money. All about the horse making. Whatever the horse that was, I can't remember. He didn't win. Didn't get a sniff. Somebody else won it. It's a sport of kings, sport of fixing. You all know it. So quit crying about it. Talk about something different for a change. Maybe go watch Sissy Ball and talk about that kind of behavior. But hell yeah, you guys, the combine. Oh, my concubine. Yeah, that's what Adrian needs is a concubine. You betcha. He got all that money to sit around and do nothing. And then he bitches. What the hell, Adrian? Yo, Adrian, break off a goddamn switch, bitch. What do you think you're doing? You're whining. You're lucky you got some girl. Take a goddamn pay cut and go back to Vikings. Teddy, who wants to get across that bridge and out of the water, he'll be there. Even talk to Guy Shay. How about Paul Dembski out there? He's a good board member here. You betcha. We're live, like I said, over there on iHeartRadio. Just burn it up. You betcha. Your iHeart app. You can listen to Johnny J and your mother with your mother-in-law in the apartment complex if you so desire. Wherever you're at, maybe you're in Guy Shay in Jacksonville. I was going to say Pennsylvania. What's Pennsylvania? He's in Jacksonville, Florida, out there. The Morley Bank. No one speaks goddamn English down there in Florida, for Christ's sake. Arizona, you have to have sign language to get in there. My God. Since I was talking to Guy Shea's parole officer yesterday, I said, hey, what about Guy Shay? What about that guy? I said, oh, my God. The guy's a troll. I said, my God. You know about sports? Him and Debbie Dale are collusion together. You guys should see those carousing around. You bet. Johnny J knows all about trolls. My God. Kind of like B-movies and hardcore porn. When you see one, you see them all, for Christ's sake. Yeah, that little snatch Deborah Daly out there, that Chris Nelson, he's like the anal cancer. Just never goes away. But hell yeah, you guys, it's sports time. Here on Johnny J Utah Sports Show. Yeah, we're fixing to go someplace soon. Maybe the Caribbean. If we can hang out and have a good old time, you never know when Johnny J Utah from the Bay Area will hang out. You bet. We have a great time. We kick it old school here all the time. You guarantee you guys. Johnny J is always here for you. And Johnny Longo. I can't say his Longo. What the hell is JL? We'll just call him JL. Joey L. Longo. NASCAR, we go back a long ways, me and Johnny do. Me and Johnny and Joey and everybody else, we go back a long, long ways, Johnny J. I mean, my God, I go back so far with him, Joey, back with little boy, 11 years old. I bankrolled his ass, you know. I was like, Hey, Joey, I'll be down there in Vegas. Joe, remember me, Johnny J. No, you're old man. We go back a long ways, man. What the hell do you think you're doing? Remember me? I bankrolled you, a little punk. But like I said, thank God you won and you kept the killer at bay. And he smashed yourself. And do we care? Hell no. Johnny J. could care less. Maybe we'll get Aaron Hernandez out of jail and hang out in the outskirts. We can hang out and do whatever we want to do. But hell yeah, you guys. Well, my good combine, I said, report Adrian Peterson. Oh, piss and moan for Christ. You get that little cockroach out of Dallas Cowboys. But I got Jerry Jones. Well, I probably had a murderer on that website anyway, for Christ. Some guy was drunk, that Brent guy. He murdered a man. He's still on there. You'll fit right in with the Dallas Cowboys. You can speculate on that all you goddamn want. We don't want him down there. No, I don't. My 49ers, hell no. We don't want his ass. No, Kobe. You like the Vikings. I don't want them. No. Well, I thought you were a Bengals fan. You're a kitty cat. And the kitty cat. The Motor City's out there, Detroit. He's pawing at me on the other side. They're going, hey, I'm talking to you, Kobe. Yeah, you. Don't get. How about the shoe? Where's he going to go, Kobe? He doesn't want. He's going to go to the Cowboys. Maybe he'll go to Seattle. And he can watch another bad play. My God. They're going to implode Seattle. You betcha. Super Bowl 50 will go to the spoils. Look out for my club, 49ers. Riku, Habahu. Habahu. K-Man, I want him up for goddamn auction. He is going to be a goddamn MVP, Hall of Famer, Mr. Kaepernick. You betcha. K-Man will kick it some old school. You betcha. It's a lot quicker, and we'll do it that way. But I tell you what, man, I don't know, man. Maybe Adrian. Hey, yo, Adrian. Maybe they trade his ass Tampa Bay. Yeah, Adrian, he ain't going to return next season. He doesn't care about the Vikings. It says right here, Kobe, moving on over here. There you go. If you're going to produce, Kobe the Kete. You son of a bitch, Kobe Christmas. My God. Hey, you don't paw me like that. You'll get no treat for 2 weeks. Remember who feeds your ass? Me, Johnny J. Utah. Here on Bandwagon Sports, like I said, our bandwagon came through in a very, very large way. You bet. I couldn't believe it. I had tears in my eyes. I was crying. Kobe was like, what the hell's going on? Well, my God, my boy won. I was on his bandwagon. Went all the way to the end, for Christ's sake. I said, hey, what the hell? Let's do this. Before you know it, it's like, hey, my God, we were getting it done and having a good old time. Yeah, but you guys, it's just this combine stuff is just making my head turn. Let's go take me over to the NFL page. Oh, my God, the food stealer. Yeah, Mr. Jamison Winston, the alleged rapist and swearing and cussing. This is a clean show here. We don't talk that kind of language here. Bosco is his friend, his brother, little brother Bosco is there too as well. Do you send Bosco on his way for Christ? If he's going to come in here and cause havoc, we don't need him in there, Kobe. Get him out of the goddamn producer's chair. We don't need him there. My God. What's this wrestling chick? What the hell is this all about? What do you mean, Kobe? What are you talking about? What's this behavior? My God, man. I don't care, man. I don't really give a crap on him whatsoever. Hell no. Wrestling. Girl wrestler? But I might get a chubby or something. You never know. All of a sudden, before you know it, Guy Shay, if you want to call the show, for Christ's sake, it's right there in front of you, 646-915-8614. That's the phone number to get in to talk to Johnny J. Utah from the Bay Area. At any time you want to come in, go ahead, man, and you can come in and talk to me, Johnny J. Utah, and we'll be in the Bay Area. We'll have a good old time, you guys. Absolutely. That's what we do, is we kick it, and we kick it old school all the time, you guys. Yes, we do. But I tell you what, you guys, it's just getting to be a great time to be alive here in the goddamn whatever the hell you want to call it, the sports world. Mock drafts out there. Everyone's saying this and that. My God, holy. I mean, what the hell? I mean, who's going to go where? Where am I going to go? What's going to go on NASCAR? Who's going to win the chase? Who's going to draft who, for crying out loud? I mean, my God. Oh, my God. Cardinals. Oh, they got buffoonery. Oh, my head coach gets an extension. He's going to get some money. And you never know, holy bowly, before you know it, they'll be begging for more. Oh, the scouting winners and losers. Let's see who lost. Oh, I don't want that. I don't want any goddamn volume. I want to talk about it. Yeah, bet. We're going to Bears transit 3-4. They're crybabies out there. Who cares? Oh, my God. Jameson. James Harrison put over time. He must put away goddamn retirement. He probably needs the money. He's been prostituting and going out getting hookers just like goddamn Warren Sapp. Hey, Warren, why are you getting a blowjob from a hooker? Guess who plays for your hotel room, you idiot? The NFL Network, you idiot. You don't need a blowjob. Just go to some whore, buy her a drink, and have her go down on your ass. My God, how embarrassing. I know it's all new, but Johnny J was disgusted by it. I mean, holy moly. I know all the Jameson Winston kids believe she was drugged. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, man. Just do a civil on the son of it. Take half his salary. My God, so I was Johnny J. That's what I would do. Take away his money. Let's go to a mock draft here, shall we? Let's go to a, let's see what the mock draft post. Here it is, you guys. Okay, here it comes to Johnny J. Utah. Number one, Tampa Bay rolls the dice on Jameson Winston. Oh, my God. Why are we supposed to care? My God. Oh, my God. You never know. All of a sudden, it's going to be, hey, it's Johnny J. Utah, and I'm drafted. Jameson, I'll go do my own little, my draft little thing. Say, hey, I tell you what, you guys. All of a sudden, before you know it, here it is. I'll be like, hey, we'll go here, we'll go there. My God. And then Tennessee takes an offense. Some Southern California, Leonard Williams. What the hell? Oh, my God, Leonard Williams. Who the hell is he? Jacksonville Jr., linebacker. The Raiders, Arnett Cooper, Alabama, from Roll Tide Roll. They take a wide receiver. I'll give you something wide for Christ's sake. Yes, you betcha. Aaron Cooper, Alabama. The Raiders need a big play receiver. Derek Carr, Cooper is in the draft. Washington, RGT, Nebraska. They breed them big, 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 big buffoons down there. Going to go to Nebraska. And then the Jets. No, no. I'm going to tell you right now, all of a sudden, there's been a trade. If it drops this, the goddamn, you know who they are. Although the Eagles, Chubble says, I want to trade up. I want my boy. And they'll get rid of Shaggy. And people are going to be pissed out there in Philadelphia. That's what's going to happen. They're going to get all excited like money fingers, just like Cleveland clowns that I bought them for a dollar. They should be embarrassed for themselves out there. That's what they're going to do. They're going to move up, and they're going to get this from the Jets. They got that idiotic goddamn quarterback out there. Geno just hasn't been enough. Well, the one idiot's gone with the Bills. Yeah, the good old guy, come on down. Marcus Mariota, you bet. You know, we call him over here lots of fun things. You call him lots of fun things. We're going to call him Tarzan, you betcha. We'll see what in the Atlanta Fakers. Oh, my. No, Chicago. A defensive. Well, you should trade for Marcus. My God, crybaby sucks. Maybe all of a sudden he'll drop to the Cowboys. No. I can see Tampa Bay saying, we don't want Jameson. He dropped the Bears trade up, for Christ's sake. And they get a defensive touch. Danny Shelton from Washington. Defensive outside linebacker. Atlanta Fakers. Bob Dupree. Hey, Dupree, come sail. Remember that song, Come Sail Away With Me? My God. Danny Dupree is in the NFL. My God. Old man. Holy moly. Oh, my God. Then you got the Giants. Man, that team is morally bankrupt. Brandon Sheriff, offensive lineman. Offensive. The G-man, I'm getting you bet, because McCoughlin. Hey, Coughlin. It's Johnny J. It's JJ. I saw you downtown there in Times Square at Junior's restaurant. Remember me? You were eating the triple header, man. The triple play out there. You remember that out there? 3x3. We were eating that barbecue one out there. You remember? Remember, I was there. Yeah, you. You're going to lose your job this year. Triple treat, great meal. We're eating it, and you got mad. I'm going to tell you, I have a job if you don't do something. You bet. Offensive lineman. Oh, yeah. Collins. His name is LeCurrico. I have no idea who the hell this guy is. My God, I'm Johnny J. I don't have time for this kind of behavior. That looks like Cleveland. Minnesota. Offensive lineman. Offensive. They're getting a nice pair of running backs. They need a better offensive. Get rid of that idiot on the left. He's done. He hasn't done anything. He's not like his brother out there in goddamn Carolina. He's had his fun and he's had his goddamn run. He's done out there in goddamn, you betcha. I don't know about this, you guys. I just don't get it anymore. But this draft stuff drives me insane. But who knows? Well, I don't know, you guys. Yeah, draft this and draft that and draft here and draft this. I don't understand it anymore, man. My God, all this crap goes on out there. Holy Christ. But hell yeah, you guys, Johnny J here, hanging along here. But like I said, Kobe, come on now. All right, the Rams of the Minnesota Vikings, the Cleveland Clowns defense. Hey, why don't you just trade away that piece of crap quarterback, Mr. Money Fingers, who's embarrassed himself. My God, maybe you could text somebody else for a goddamn job. You bet. New Orleans Saints. The old man's an old man, for Christ's sake. He's going to die with a couple of hot blondes, too much Viagra. Miami Dolphins, defensive end, Florida State. That's where the idiot's from, too, as well. My God. Well, move it up then, for Christ's sake. There you go. And, yes, my 40, Kevin White. What do you mean? I've already got two. I got Crab Tricker and Tequa Bolden. The hell is aging? No! We need offensive line, for Christ's sake. What the hell you think you're doing? We don't need that kind of crap. Wide receiver, who in the hell are these people drafting for my goddamn team? Jeepers, creepers. No, my 49ers, we need something better. Holy Christ, we're going to lose a line. We need a goddamn running back like that goddamn piece of crap up there in Seattle. It's what we need, for crying out loud. You guys don't care. I care. It's Johnny J. It's Utah. All right, Houston. Wide receiver. Yes, that's what they need. They need weapons. They need weapons. You already have defense. Who's that piece of crap guy? I know we're all draft choice. Sucked. We all know it. My God, he was horrible. Well, look out. Look out for you out there. Indianapolis Colts. You're not going to do anything. All right, the Chargers. What if NT, defensive end, what the hell is that all about? You bet. Oklahoma, Jordan Phillips. My God. Kansas City Chiefs, another wide receiver. Jalen Strong, they need it. You betcha. Mr. Reed out there, they don't miss you in Philly whatsoever. No one cares. Oh, my God, he's out there hanging out. Welcome in, guests. I appreciate you coming to the podcast. Very, very nice of you to come in. Don't be talking smack in there, for Christ's sake. Be nice in the chat room, for Christ's sake. Don't be talking like that kind of behavior. My God. Philadelphia, Cleveland, this has come from Buffalo. Oregon, oh, my God. Megan's up immediately. Eric Amstrad, defensive tackle, defensive end, Oregon. Yeah, multi-spots. Philadelphia, Eagles, well, they're going to trade up anyways. They're going to trade up from 20 all the way up when they need Mariota. They're going to say, hey, listen, I want to negotiate a few things. We want to negotiate a few things. We're going to say, hey, listen, what about it? My God, we're going to trade up, for Christ's sake. Before you know it, oh, my God. Eagles, if they don't, Landon Collins, safety, Alabama. You don't have any trades here. What the hell, you guys? If you're going to do a mock draft, predict something fun. It's boring to say, oh, my God, what the hell? It is what it is. You little sons of a bitches. Johnny J is here. Johnny J, Utah, from the Bay Area, having a good old time. We much appreciate you guys out there kicking it out there and supporting Johnny J's, my favorite, your favorite sports show, Johnny J. Oh, the Cincinnati, Colby's favorite goddamn team. Oh, offensive lineman, Forest State, Felons, Beagle, shore up. Well, they're going to fire their coach anyways. They'll be in the top 10 next year. They're going to fire their coach. We all know. You already hear from Johnny J, Utah. Cincinnati. They're going to fire the goddamn coach. It's all over. Pittsburgh Steelers, outside linebacker from Clemson. Vic Pezzi. Well, you get yourself a quarterback, for Christ's sake. Where the hell, like that old man, can I fix your goddamn TV, you son of a bitch? Hell yeah. All right, you guys. So it looks like we're going on down here. Colby, get me on down for Christ's sake. I'm getting all right. Detroit, his other team, outside linebacker. Watch the Kitty Cats. Shoe will go down the road and they'll be like, hey, I tell you what, the Kitty Cats, they're picking 23rd in the National Football League 2015 draft. Yeah, you bet. Arizona Cardinals, just beside 24th pick, outside linebacker, U.S. Eric Hendricks, that's a nice draft. Oh, he's unbelievable. I'm the Mel Kiper. He's the best athlete on the planet. He's a pure athlete. I can hear his little young ass down, man. Holy Christ. The Carolina Panthers, get a quarterback for that piece of crap. Michigan State, try Wayne's. Panthers need another quarterback to upgrade their third, their putrid pass defense. Well, they're a putrid team. Johnny J is going to buy him. You bet. We're going to move to Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Queers. You bet. That's what we're going to do. Johnny J is going to buy him. The Baltimore. Can you punch your wife in the goddamn elevator at a bankrupt goddamn casino, you idiots? You bet. Text me this and text me that. You bet. The Ravens, they go with Melvin. Hey, Melvin! Hey, Melvin, you're going from Wisconsin to the gritty streets of Baltimore. That's what they say here on the Internet. Don't be crying over it while you're eating your hot dish, for crying out loud. DJ Bad Guy might come along. You never know. All right, it's Dallas Cowboys. Eli Harold, defensive outside lineman, Virginia. Hey, well, at least they're going to go defense. They're a very pedestrian defense. They already have Homo Romo. They're hanging out on the outskirts. Exactly what he's doing. I was talking to TP, the talkie pig from the Sports City Chefs. He didn't understand it. I said, give me some collard greens off that big fat ass. You betcha. We'll swipe it right off. You bet. Of the killer of the podcast. Yeah. Hey, Tony Stewart, call the show and explain yourself. Have you allocated the checkbook yet? I tell you, Denver Broncos. How about you got to protect the old man? That's what you got to do. Protect the goddamn old man. Eric Flowers. You want to keep Flowers positive. Multi-star landing on Posse Golf. Looking to step in. Be nice. Patrick for Peyton, man, for his last year. Hey, Peyton. It's Johnny J. It's Johnny J. Utah. You're stealing money again for the Denver Broncos. And you know it. Son of a bitch. Oh, heck yeah, you guys. Oh, my Green Bay Packers. They just knocked the ball. No, forget it, Colby. And the 29th, the Colts. Quarterback, you need weapons for that old man. You need them for Lucky and Love. What the hell do you think you're doing? You need a tight end. Get that guy from goddamn Minnesota. You need a big guy across the middle. Big body. You don't need quarterback, for Christ's sake. What do you think you're doing, Colts? Give me a goddamn tight end. Give yourself a running back like Mr. I'm stupid, and I'm cross-eyed out there. Beast mode, for Christ's sake. But no, this is Johnny J. No. But see, look at Green Bay Packers, McKinley, Mississippi State. Packers avoid two linebackers, of course. And look at, there he is, Max Williams. Getting the go-to catcher. What was the best one on the board? The tight end goes to Seattle. You betcha. You're going to rue the day. Rue the day. You'll be in goddamn a big game, and there'll be Maxwell across with touchdown, Seattle. And you'll go back to Johnny J and say, hey, we should have listened to you. And you didn't, and there's nothing you can do about it. Tell you what, you guys out there, we're coming to a close. We appreciate coming to Bandwagon. Of course, the defending champs who will get a goddamn beat in the goddamn Super Bowl, the New England Patriots, Shady Brady, a wide receiver. How wide is he? What does he receive? I know it's perverted to talk like that on a family sports show. Darrell Green Beckman, wide receiver, Missouri. The Patriots could cut Al Gola. Al Gola, he should have been the MVP, you idiots. My God. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's the mock draft right here on Johnny J. But Grand Joey, congratulations to you for beating out the old man, the killer, Tony Stewart. Get some bacon off that ass. It's Johnny J. Utah, and we're from the Bay Area, and we much appreciate you guys coming to the podcast, this very popular radio show. So everybody out there, cheers from San Francisco, California, overlooking the Pacific with my producer, Colby Christmas. Go play some music someplace else. We don't play it here. Go cry to somebody else. You had some hot dish out there. And you can be a bear sometime on the full No Gamut radio. Yeah, you guys, I'll tell you guys all later. Poop be gone with you. I'll see everybody all later. It's Johnny J. It's JJ. And we're live from the goddamn lovely San Francisco. Everybody, peace and be good out there. I bid you all adieu. It's Johnny J. It is JJ. I'll see all you guys later. Have a gorgeous day. Bandwagon Sports is now off the air. And we appreciate it. Make sure you share the show. You're on iHeartRadio. You better be sharing the goddamn show. You better share it because Johnny J knows. So for long for now, the Bandwagon Sports, be good. Call your mother. Call your, tell you love them. Don't worry about it. It's Johnny J. It's JJ. Poop be gone with you. I bid you all adieu. Have a great night and a great day. Ciao.